This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can be a part just working hard on the board, on the phones, on the sound. Thank you, Jess. We're going to bring you some sound. I know you want to hear the meanderings of the former guy trying to be the next guy. And it, I really like to understand why you would vote for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there. A few of the articles in this line. The New York Times had a piece that came out yesterday. Michael Bender. Four of Trump's most meandering remarks this week. The former president said that his style is to weave from one subject to the next. Others see something more worrisome in his ramblings. Yeah, it's the weave, baby. I love the weave. I got a little bit of that myself, but I'm hopefully a little more sharp than Trump. Certainly a little younger. Here's just a little bit of breakdown of this article. School children asked him about boyhood heroes. He ended up at the border wall. I mean, you know what I mean? This is my
favorite role model, the wall.
And I'm not going to go into it because I think you would all think I'm crazy. But yes, there's someone that asked about his heroes and he eventually got to the border wall. Asked about inflation. He roamed to his annoyance with AOC's college experience. What? Yeah. Yeah, that was that Bloomberg interview. And if you want to see probably what I consider the worst interview in the sense that this did the most damage. You can't sit down with the business types. You can't sit down with Bloomberg and crap the bed. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did. But you can go see it. You can judge for yourself. Again, here's another one. Asked about climate change. He drifted into his golf course and then to World War III. Yes, of course he did, because he's weaving, bob and weave, man. He's bringing you in. He's suckering you in. It's rope-a-dope. It's the weave, baby, and you can't handle it. No, your little mind, you might think it comes off so solid that you think he's just crazy. You think he's maybe got something wrong with his mind. No. That's you. You can't keep up. And finally, he started discussing tax breaks for car loans. He found his way to a nerve-wracking rocket landing.
Huh.
The weave.
See, I hate that. And this is why. Weaving takes skill.
The actual weave, yes.
Weaving is an important craft that has produced millennia of culture. What he is doing is not weaving.
He's jumping from one topic to the next because he doesn't know what he's talking about. And another one, before we get to the actual sound, which you're going to want to stick around for, and we see you callers, be patient. I promise we'll make time for everybody today, 855-752-4842. Mary Trump. Now, this is Trump's niece. Dave McAfee writes at the Raw story, Trump's niece lists 13 reasons her uncle is unfit for office from the last 2 weeks alone. Oh, do tell. Then we can run down this list real quick and tell me if you think she's onto something. Now, I do have an objection with at least one. See if you can find out which one it is. Her first bullet point, Mary Trump, niece of Donald Trump. In the middle of a town hall, he stood on stage and listened as a random and very weird playlist played for 39 minutes. And we talked about that last week, and that was weird. And if you think that's just me being, you know, Trump derangement syndrome, I would just suggest look at the video and look at some of the looks on their faces as they endured this madness for 39 minutes. You guys, are you kidding me? Like right now, if I did this, we'd be at the end of the show.
I'm just gonna
stop talking.
Please don't.
And just play.
No. Nope.
Just play some music.
I'm not gonna do that.
Ava Marie. Should I just sing it instead? Would you rather have me sing for 39 minutes?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
No, you don't. Trust me, you don't. You might think you do. You don't.
No, I've heard you.
So, yes, Mary Trump points that out as her first bullet point of the 13 things in the last 14 days that suggest Trump should not be elected again. The weird playlist for 39 minutes. He insulted American auto workers, claiming a child could do their jobs. Yes, let's remember that. His supporters flew swastika and Trump 24 flags at a boat parade in Jupiter, Florida. Now, while that's certainly objectionable, I mean, can't blame Trump for his crazy, well, maybe you could a little bit, but I didn't see him denounce that. Hey, it's for the record, folks, and if I ever run for office, I hope I wouldn't have to say it, but if it did happen, I'd be like, hey, supporters, love you, love your passion. Can we not fly the swastika next to my flag name, Dom for president, free Dom, freedom. No swastikas, but he hasn't come out and said that. So anyway, well, I don't know though, Mary Trump, if that's, I would put that on Trump's corner, but okay. You said it, I'll say it. He insulted Detroit while he was in Detroit. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Son of a bitch. That really bothers me, and it bothers lots of people. I saw the vice president with a Detroit versus everybody t-shirt on recently, and I was like, That's the spirit I remember. Harris reminds us that General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Trump administration, said Donald Trump was fascist to the core, and we talked about that one last week. I would concur. That is concerning. He doubled down on calling Democrats the enemy from within. Oh, he keeps going there. He gets the Speaker of the House to try to cover for him. Note to self, he did not cover for him very well.
No.
He continues to threaten to revoke CBS broadcasting license because he didn't like the way they edited excerpts of Vice President Harris's interview. I mean, you could object to some of the editing, I guess. But, you know, they edit things all the time. My understanding, there has been some observations that would maybe a little sloppy, but not illegal, not unethical. Probably could have been done a little better, but you can still go see the entire thing online, to my understanding. After his mic stopped working, he wandered around the stage for 20 minutes till the problem was fixed. Hey, this mic doesn't work, or, you know, I'm just going to wander around now.
Yeah, you can just go for a little walk.
I mean, can we play some more music and I'll just do a little dance? he called President Biden a fat pig and told Jill to slap him around. Called President Biden a fat pig and told Jill to slap him around.
When was that?
We're going to have to find out.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, we'll look that one up. Yeah. I don't believe Mary Trump was lying to us. I just didn't see that craziness in the pile and
of
crazy
lost
we've
in the,
had.
In
yeah,
the jumble. I mean,
there's so much. He showed up for a softball interview with fellow fascist Dan Bongino and seemed to defend Harvey Weinstein, saying he'd been slonged. We have sound of that. Should we have sound of that. Let's play that now since we brought it up.
Let's play that now.
Democrats don't have to be honest. They really don't have to be honest because they're not going to, they will never be accused of anything. It's interesting. I was so amazed that Harvey Weinstein got
what?
Schlonged. He got hit as hard as you can get hit because he was sort of the king of the woke, right?
What?
And yet he got hit. And I figured that maybe he wouldn't get hit so hard. But boy, did he get, you don't know him well. I don't know him well. But I watched that and it was amazing. So when they do get hit, they get hit. But that's the only one I can think of. Normally, they protect everybody.
Okay, so I guess his objection is that, you know, Democrats never could do anything. Oh, but Harvey Weinstein, I guess, would be a Democrat, and he was schlonged.
Schlonged. What a choice of words there.
And I'm not sure that, and right away, oh, you don't know him, but I don't know him, but hey, you know, hey, this is what I heard. He heard it was really, really rough on him. And what are you? The woke, king of woke, or what?
Yeah, that's what he said, the king of the woke.
I'm not sure bringing up Harvey Weinstein is ever a great idea in any conversation, especially when you're the one talking about it, Trump, considering your flights on Lolita Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
He ended an interview 30 minutes early because he had forgotten it was streaming live.
Oopsies.
He He went on at length about how many guys who saw Arnold Palmer's, we're gonna get there. That's the Arnold Palmer penis conversation. We'll play some of that. And he showed up at McDonald's, which was closed to customers, to work, quote unquote. It did not go well.
I mean, of course.
And then I was asked, like, when he was at the drive-thru, like, hey, what do you think about, you know, raising the minimum wage? All these people work hard and they're hard-working people. Like, of course, didn't answer the question. Doesn't want.
Why would he?
Why would he? He doesn't want wages raised. In conclusion, Mary Trump said, I'm not really sure what else it's going to take, but it will get worse and Donald will get worse. And maybe that will be the only way finally to move the needle. Mary Trump, 13 ways her father, I'm sorry, her uncle, pardon me, 13 reasons her uncle is unfit for office. You know, I got nieces and nephews, and I guarantee you, you know, they don't think like me entirely. No one does, right? But even with the differences and philosophies and all that, I'd be heartbroken if any of my nieces and nephews came out and said, Dom is totally unfit and unqualified and too wackadoodle to do any job.
Yeah.
That would hurt a little bit. I mean, I love my nieces and nephews. That would bother me. I would think, wow, maybe I should have to, I'd have some reflection. Maybe I'd think,
right.
Why were these family members of mine? You know, I mean, I held them as babies. I've been to the holidays and the events and parties and seen them grow up and been to the weddings. And if they came out and said, you know, that Dom is just back guano crazy, I'd be a little hurt.
I can imagine.
And I would also think that maybe they would have some credibility in their assessment of me, having known me for their entire life. Like, they've never known Earth without Uncle Dominic. They've never known it. So they would know. They would have a feeling. And certainly, you know, kids, what are kids? You know how kids think. Kids will be kids. But, you know, you get to be an adult and you get through some of your own challenges and trials and tribulations and your own journey. And you become an adult and you can make your decisions and look and say, man, that Dominic, man, he was crazy. Well, Mary Trump doesn't have to go back and say, hey, my uncle screwed me out of my inheritance or any of those things. All she has to do is look at what Donald Trump has said in the last 2 weeks. And she has 13 reasons why her uncle is unfit for office. And folks, there are so many, many, many more reasons than that. And we're going to highlight a couple of them that perhaps Barry brought up in the next segment. And I promise we'll get to your calls as well. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Still on the horn with Bill Press. He's a pundit. He's a podcaster. And he's a prognosticator. You can find him on Twitter at BillPressPods.com. Also, Earl Ingram Jr. joining us. Bill, thanks for sticking around, man. You know, the big question that Earl and I were discussing earlier, and I don't have an answer to, so I'm going to go to you with your wisdom and your age, my friend. How do you think we overcome this divide that we have? I mean, I haven't been around as long as you guys. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I've never seen it like this, and I want to get your sense of how. Certainly, it was rough in the 60s and 70s when I was just a kid. How do you think we as a nation overcome what we're dealing with right now, Bill?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you have the wisdom to have two older people on with you today.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know what? It's going to be a, I think it's going to be a tough road. It's very, very important, though, that that we get rid of, not just get rid of Donald Trump, get rid of the whole MAGA movement. I mean, I just, these are people who are not interested in working together. They're not interested in expanding the American dream to those who don't share it yet, or to, you know, help those people who are still struggling just to pay their bills at the end of the month. They don't give a damn. They really don't. I have no patience for them at all. Anybody who would take this convicted felon, multiple sexual abuser, right? I mean, go on and on. Mm-hmm. And even consider him as a candidate for any office, let alone the highest office in the land. I have no patience with those people. But I think it's very important that we rebuild. And I think number one, the first goal is got to be, and we got 12 more days to do it, is that get Don, politically, kill Donald Trump's political career, put him on the sidelines. And then I think we need some of these Republican leaders who are going to stand up and say, I think even willing to admit we made a mistake going with this guy for the third time. And we want to get back to what we used to be, a party that had some credibility, a party that stood for something, even if I didn't agree with what they stood for. Right. I mean, it used to be in the days of like a Bob Dole or and a George Mitchell, right, or a Trent Lott and a, you know, Tom Daschle, they would, they may not, they didn't agree on everything like about education, but they'd get together and do the, put the best bill together they could to improve our education system for America's kids or something. This gang doesn't, is not interested in that. So I think some of these Republicans, the leadership is going to have to come from some of those people inside the Republican Party. And it may be Liz Cheney, it may be Adam Kinzinger. I don't think it's going to be Mitt Romney. I think he missed his chance. But they've got to step up. And if they do, I think they'll find Democrats who are willing to say, hey, you know, let's see what we can work out.
So Bill, that's all right for the politricksters.
Yeah.
But what about the people, the citizens, which I think is an even bigger issue? There are families that are totally divided on this, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, and I don't know, and neighbors who have, you know, been great friends. I don't know how you fix that. You know, there was a time when, you know, this nation people were in church a lot, right?
Yeah.
And so they could rely, you could rely, but the people aren't in the churches anymore.
You know, that's an excellent question. And look, I'll be the first to admit, I got some Trumpers in my family.
Don't we all?
That's it.
Yeah.
But I still love them. And I'd even be willing to have a good discussion with them as long as they admit they're wrong. You know, but I'd have to say, Earl, and maybe I'm just you know, naive here. You're right. There are these tensions. There are these divisions. They are real. And there's some of those people, they'll be there forever. But I think the majority of the American people are sick of this divisiveness. They're sick of this ugliness. They're sick of this personal age of what they used to call what? The politics of personal destruction.
Yeah.
And I really think the majority of people, if you come to them with good faith efforts, they're going to say, that's about time, right? Let's pull together as a country. The way, as you point out, the way we used to do, right? Not that long ago.
You know, you'd be all right if you had a sense of humor. Bill's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, Bill. It's hard. It's hard to keep a sense of humor today.
If you don't laugh, you're going to cry, Bill. You got to keep laughing, man.
Without it, we are lost, baby.
Yeah.
No question.
That's for real. Bill, we had a friend of ours on yesterday gave me 10 reasons why he thought Kamala Harris is going to win. I saw James Carville out there. He had 3 reasons why he thought Harris was going to win. We've got 2 minutes left in the segment, Bill. You got a few reasons why you think Harris will win?
I think, first of all, I do think she's going to win. I think it's going to be close. That's nothing new, right? But it's going to be close. I think what's going to make the difference are women, especially, and African-American vote, especially black women, and disaffected Republicans. I come back to that little slice, even if it's just 5%. I think that gives her margin. That's why I think she's going to win. I also think she's going to win because I really do think, I'm not talking about the solid Trumpsters or the MAGA crowd, but I think there's a big slice of Americans who are just sick and tired of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time. You know, think about this. Can you think of any other presidential candidate that any party ran three times in a row?
I mean,
come on, right?
Yeah.
The only thing I can do, Adlai Stevenson tried. They got him, Democrats nominated him twice, not a third time. So Republicans just came up with this old retread, right? I mean, oh, yeah.
And they got nothing else. Bill Press, he's a podcaster. Hey, any new interviews coming up? Anything you want to plug while we got the last 30 seconds, my friend?
Next Tuesday, we got there's a letter in the New York Times today signed by 225 psychiatrists who say Donald Trump is freaking crazy and should not be allowed anywhere near the nuclear codes. We got two of them on next Tuesday on our podcast.
All right. Check it out.
Hey, great to see you, man.
Bill Press,
Earl.
You too. Bill Press.
Earl, good to know you.
.com. Thank you, Bill. I'll look you up the week of the election, Bill. We'll talk then. Thanks for your time, my friend.
We'll celebrate.
Yes.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Callers, be patient. We will get to you and the reasons why VP Harris is going to win this election. But Matt, I want to give you an opportunity. Our last caller, Mark from Sussex, seems to think that Kelly is lying. How do we overcome that kind of thought process in your mind?
Well, it's hard, isn't it? I mean, and I noticed at the top he was kind of chuckling or, you know, minimizing the comments that Kelly was making about Trump's fascination with Adolf Hitler. I mean, that's not a real laughing matter. That's not something to be whisked under the rug or to ignore. And I just think we need to keep talking to these people politely, as you have been, in hopes that it will sink in, even though it's not sinking in when we're talking to him. I mean, I even think that CJ, our old friend CJ, when push comes to shove and he goes in that voting booth, he at least will have, you know, your voice in his ear and wondering whether he's actually making the right choice. And that's all we can hope for, that we make impressions on some people. We never know who we are going to affect and in what way. But, you know, I thought you made the smart point there, Dom, with Mark, when you said, you know, where are all the old Republican, leaders speaking for Trump? They're not there. Dick Cheney isn't there. He's supporting Kamala Harris. George W. Bush is keeping his mouth shut. You got to think that George W. Bush, if you asked him, he'd come out for Kamala Harris.
If you can
Harris.
Find him.
Yeah. Speaker of the House from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, has said he's not voting for Donald Trump. Vice President Pence, Trump's own vice president, not voting for Trump again, not on the campaign trail with Trump this time around. Imagine why. So, yeah, I mean, Trump has alienated everyone who's worked with him up close and personal. And these comments that John Kelly was reporting, I mean, it's not us being desperate. For me, the election always has been about democracy. It's not all of a sudden I discovered this is an important issue. I know it's the same thing for you. You've been talking about this since January 6th.
Yeah, and that Certainly, that was for me one of the many, but that was the big one, man. We were live when that was happening. I couldn't believe what was going on. I remember the reporting when they said, it's just been reported that the security is advised Congress, the House members that are in the building to put on their gas masks.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Like, what? What is going on? And that's the thing, you know, and I can certainly understand if there's a onesie, twosie, you know, there's a few folks that, you know, there's always, you know, employees that are mad at the old boss, right? There's a disgruntled employee thing. But there's no upside for a guy like John Kelly to come out here. I mean, he's gonna be called a liar by those folks who don't believe him.
He was just called a liar.
This is what I'm saying. You know, he's not getting the deals. He this is a guy who's made a point to kind of stay out of it. You know, as a former Marine general, you know, he doesn't think former officers should be involved in politics. You know, following right. the advice and the leadership of General George Washington back in the day, right? So that's who this guy is. And everybody, and I would assume Mark from Sussex was very supportive of him when he was, you know, in the Marines, and very supportive of him when he was, head of DHS, and very supportive of Mr. Kelly when he was chief of staff for Trump. But now that he's the former coffee boy, he's a big fat liar. And I just think I just think it's disingenuous. I don't believe, honestly, Mark, I don't believe that you think he's a liar. I just think that you're trying to, that's just your initial reaction, because you know what sucked?
Cognitive dissonance. It's not comfy.
Being wrong, you know, being supporting the wrong person for the wrong reasons and knowing that and having to swallow that is really tough.
Mm-hmm. And Mark just rooting for his team there. Well, but we've got to get beyond that kind of impulse, I think, and vote for what's right for this country. And it's not just John Kelly. I mean, if it was just one person, right. You might say, well, maybe he's got, a grudge or something. But we got, you know, Mark Milley. Oh, you got Mattis, you got Mark Esper, you've got all these people. John Bolton, who I can't stand ideologically, was saying the same stuff.
We've got binders and binders of people, of folks that used to be with Trump, used to support Trump. There used to be Republicans that are Republicans, maybe traditional GOP, not the MAGAs. This is not desperation on the Democratic side. This is your own Republican leadership and folks that supported Donald Trump in his first time around saying, oh, God, don't do that again. That's desperation. I think, Mark, you guys are a little desperate. 855-752-4842. A couple callers, and we'll get to why the VP is going to win the election. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you voted today. Congratulations. Thank you, Jeannie. How you feeling?
Oh, really good. It was really busy. It usually isn't this time of year, and I live in a rural area, so it was very interesting. And I would like to bring up something really quick because my background is psych, and I used to do diagnosis and things, but that's been a long time ago, so I'm not doing it in this capacity. But we need to look at his personality issues. He's reckless, aggressive, irritable, unstable, totally indifferent to the concerns, ideas, and feelings of others. He always has grandiosity. He also constantly demands praise from others. If he is not the center of attention, he looks bored, gets upset. So, and I remember when he took office, and those people who are speaking out against him all were around a table, and they were all saying, oh, President Trump, you're the best guy. We're so glad you're our president. You're doing so. Everyone around, they went right around that goddamn table, yeah. And they all had to give him a compliment, including Priebus. And it was just, I was sickened. I thought, what in the world is this? So anyway, keep up the great work, guys. I'm glad I voted, and everybody, you know, we really need a good leader in our country, and we need one that does not have so much disdain for women. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate the call. As always, great points. And, you know, it's not just leadership on the top of the ticket. You know, we need that all the way around. And I think it's important that we also remember there's down ticket races. There's folks that are, you know, in their communities and running for their state and local and elections. And, you know, those folks need support as well. So, you know, do what you can, get involved as much as you can. I know it's tough, people doing their, you know, living their lives and raising their kids or caring for their parents and doing the jobs, all these things. We're all dealing with this. And if you can squeak out the time to learn a little bit, help out a little bit, that goes a very long way. Thank you for the call, Jeannie. 855-752-4842. Let's get Mark in before we talk about how, why VP Harris is going to win. Hey, Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks. And people seem to forget, and maybe they never learned, that our founders were steeped in history, and they warned about situations like this. They read Roman history. They read the collapse of when dictators took over, because, I mean, Donald Trump is a screaming example of some of the things mentioned by Hamilton, Federalist 75, you know, man who's going to betray his duty, you know, to his own self-interest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about Donald Trump. As Jeannie just pointed out, that Donald Trump is like the toddler who wants to get the attention and wants to be loved, because I don't think he ever got loved enough when he was he was a child.
Mark, he needs a few hugs, man. You can't go back get that love from the parents now. It's too late. Now we're dealing with that. Thank you for the call. I think you're absolutely right. You think about the founding fathers. Man, there were some smart people. There were some studied and, you know, knew their history, as Mark said. And a guy like Donald Trump, as we just heard from Mark Kelly, from John Kelly, not really up on the history.
No, indifferent to history, you know, not a student of history, doesn't care about history. I mean, he is a toddler or a four-year-old, but he's a toddler or a four-year-old with nuclear weapons.
You know? It's the worst thing. The worst kind of toddler, man. I threw some temper tantrums when I was a kid. I can't imagine if I had the ability when I was in one of my rages as a child, I couldn't get my toys or I didn't want to go to bed, that I have the ability to blow up the entire world, that'd be bad.
Right. You're ideally supposed to progress past that.
Ideally.
You're not throwing applesauce. You're throwing a nuclear weapon.
855-752-4842. Matt, why do you think Kamala Harris is going to win this election?
Well, I just sketched out 10 reasons just to clarify my own mind, and because I'm getting calls and emails from all my relatives. What's happening in Wisconsin, and is she going to win or lose? So here's the, I'll rail off a few. The abortion issue, it's huge. It's been, people have been undervaluing that issue and been proven wrong since the Dobbs decision. That's number one. Number two, Democrats have a much better ground game. They got pros in offices all across the country. And what did Trump do? He outsourced it to Elon Musk. And who knows what Elon Musk knows about getting out the vote. Liz Cheney's my third one. I think she's going to bring a lot of people along with her. I think Taylor Swift's going to bring a lot of people with her. And I think the generals are going to bring a lot of people with them. So, you know, these are top three or four reasons.
Oh, come on. I know you got more, though. I got top 10. Well, okay, let's the ones you got. Certainly abortion. And I think that's a great point. We don't really hear a lot about it at this moment. I mean, there's certainly the references from Harris and others, you know. We even heard it from Senator Baldwin, stay out of my personal life, right? Stay out of our bedrooms. Right. Those kinds of things.
Best line from the debate, for sure.
Yeah, for real. And an important issue that really is still unresolved. And the fact that, you know, you had a guy like Donald Trump who claims, oh, it's all fixed now. I did what no one else could do, and it was easy to do, but it was hard to do, and everyone's wanting to do it, but nobody could do it, but I did it. Now it's in the states where it belongs. Well, certainly, as we know, the stories of folks that have had to go over state lines and folks that have died because they have lack of access to it. It is a big issue, and I think you're absolutely right. That will continue to be a big one. Now, the Taylor Swift and Cheney and, hell, even these generals, I mean, I think they're important when they come out, but how do you think people will remember this in 2 weeks?
I do. Liz Cheney is a huge figure. She's been all over the place. Her events with Kamala Harris have been terrific. I just thought there's a lot of, mutual respect there, a lot of warmth there. Liz Cheney has vouched for Kamala Harris in ways that have been very impressive, both about her temperament and her intelligence, her knowledge of the issues, her willingness to listen
to
other people.
Yeah.
And even on the abortion issue this week, Liz Cheney was very interesting in saying, you know, look, I'm as conservative as you're ever going to meet, and I'm pro-life, but I don't like the way this Dobbs decision has come down and the effects that it's having on people. Yeah, I think there are a lot of Republican women and independent women who will be swayed by Liz Cheney. So I think that's a factor that can't be ignored, for sure.
You know, one of the big problems I think Donald Trump had was when he had that interview with Bloomberg. And I know that you're one of your reasons why you think that Kamala Harris will win is that business people want stability. And what we saw from Donald Trump, that Bloomberg interview, was anything but stable.
Yeah, and we saw in the markets today, the stock market's down almost 1% today, and the analysis on CNN was folks on Wall Street are worried about Trump winning.
Wow. I mean, how often does that happen where Wall Street's concerned about the Republican winning, and that's why it's down? You also mentioned, Matt, unregistered voters. What do you mean by that? How does that impact your thoughts here?
Yeah, I think the pollsters were wrong back in 2016. What they missed was the unregistered voters, because they only count registered voters or likely voters. If you haven't voted yet, haven't registered yet, you're not there. And there are a lot of Trump supporters coming out for the first time to register to vote. At my voting booth in the town of Dunn, someone came with, a hat saying, they're a gun owner. I knew that person wasn't going to vote for Hillary, probably. And so this time around, there are a lot of 18 to 24-year-old women who may never have voted before in a presidential election, not registered, not polled. They're going to go overwhelmingly for Kamala Harris, and they're going to prove the pollsters wrong right now.
Yeah, my daughter being one of them, 19 years old, I'm sure she hasn't been polled, and she hadn't been registered before, so she's not in that pool that will have an impact. Democracy. What do you mean by democracy? Of course, we know what democracy means, but how does this roll into your top 10?
I mean, this is the desperation conversation we've been having. And Biden talked about democracy in 2022 and the midterms, and people were saying, oh, he shouldn't be talking about democracy. It's not a winning issue. Democracy is a winning issue. And Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney and the generals talking about democracy, that is going to help Kamala Harris get over the finish line.
Matt Rothschild, one more segment. Jess on the board, on the phones. You can join us as well, 855-752-4842. Got a couple more of the top 10 from Matt as to why the VP will be the P and Carville. We got some of these other prognosticators and consultant types. They're pretty confident as well. I am too. I'm feeling really good, folks. Hope you come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones or on the text. Matt Rothschild in studio, Jess on the board. We got a couple of texts I want to throw out there. Llama from Madison says, thanks for airing the John Kelly interview. My son is a Marine and believes Trump is pro-military. I know when he hears it, he will change his mind. Well, I hope so. Llama, thank you for listening. Make sure he hears it. He can listen to it on the Civic Media podcast. You can download the app. It's super cool. Go to your favorite app store. Download the Civic Media app. Put us in your pocket. Take us with you everywhere you go. And you can find the apps and interviews and podcasts, all that kind of stuff there. Cam, he has an idea. Alex Jones for head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh,
and Department God. Of Defense, Stephen Effing Seagal. well done, Cam. You're a busy man. Appreciate your contribution. Biggest reason, says Cam, that she's going to win is that women are rightfully, let's call it mad. mad. Finally, Nate Silver from the Times says that the polling is so close, it's within the margin of error. He doesn't obviously, no, but his gut feeling is that the polls are usually underreport or miss Republican voters. His gut feeling is Trump was going to win. It's a nail biter, says Ross from Crawford County. I don't know if I believe that. I'm not going to believe that.
Nate Silver said don't trust his own gut. So.
855-752-4842. We've been discussing. Matt has his top 10 reasons. People keep asking him why Harris is going to win. The abortion issue, Democrats have a better ground game. Liz Cheney speaking out. Taylor Swift, the generals, we just heard from John Kelly today. Business folks want stability. Donald Trump is not stable. His policies are not stable. What else we got? Voting for Trump to flip the Washington elite. Yeah, good luck with that. Unregistered voters, lots of young folks, as mentioned, Matt, haven't really been in the system yet. They are not being accounted. What are the couple other reasons? Democracy, very powerful. We talked about that as well. That was a big part of Joe Biden's campaign. When Harris came in, I think she kind of didn't go there as much. And I feel like she's kind of going back to that a little bit.
Yeah, I think she's recognizing that it really resonates, this issue of democracy. And it gives people a lot of motivation to go out and vote and save our country, save our democracy. One of the reasons I think she's going to win is just she's won run so much of a better campaign than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, I was worried about Kamala Harris when she got the nod. You know, was she ready for prime time? Totally ready for prime time. Yeah. She has run an incredibly skillful campaign. She's performed admirably every day. Every time there's a microphone in front of her, she has shown her intelligence, her compassion. She works hard. This woman is prepared for the job. She studies. You saw it in that debate where she kicked his butt around the block. She's clearly devoted to our Constitution. She's put real specific policies out there that are going to help people with their groceries, help people with their rent, help people buy their first home, help people start their first business, help people with their prescription drugs. I mean, she's going to help you. And on the other side, there's Trump. I mean, he's acting crazier and crazier. Pick your own example. There's tons. I mean, just from yesterday, effing Mexican. He referred to a dead U.S. soldier as an effing Mexican. Brags about the extreme power he'd have if he's president. Talks about enemies of the people. Wants the National Guard and the military to round people up who are his political opponents. I mean, come on now.
10 reasons why Matt Rothschild thinks that Kamala Harris will win. I think those are great reasons. James Carville also had his on the Hill. He says Trump will lose is because the Republican Party's been on a losing streak since Trump took it over. See 2018, the largest House landslide for Democrats in a midterm election since Watergate. 2020, Trump decisively bucked from the White House by Biden. 2022, an embarrassment of a midterm for Republicans off the heels of Dobbs. He also pointed out that the coalition, right, AOC to Liz Cheney to Adam Kinzinger, is going to be a big turnout election. He doubled down that she's going to win. I think she's going to win. Quote, let me just say that out front. I'm doubling down on that. Though he cautioned, I could be wrong. Come on.
Don't go out on a limb and then crawl back to the trunk, man. Come on. Sit on that limb.
He talks about the money. Obviously, a big advantage for Harris in this. I mean, it's amazing how much money she raised in this shortened election cycle. And his final reason, according to The Hill, James Carville, 100% emotional. And the U.S. is not as politically divided as it is often portrayed. Quote, a vast majority of Americans are rational, reasonable people of goodwill. I refuse to believe that the same country that has time and again overcome its mistake to bend its future forward towards justice will make the same mistake twice. America overcame Trump in 2020. I know that we are better than this. All right, Carville, I hope you're right.
No, I agree. And, people crave bipartisanship, too, and a lowering of the rhetoric.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris offers that. Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney offer that. And if you want just more sensible, rational, cooler voices to prevail, that's who you should vote for.
Jack from the Mac, I can give you 30 seconds, my friend. Welcome. What do you got?
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm a German historian, studied the Nazis, basically says the lies, the repeated lies that people like Trump and Vance are doing, one purpose and one purpose only. They take people like Mark from Sussex, for example, and they confuse them so he doesn't know what to believe.
Spot on, Jack. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Matt Rothschild, for joining me on this Fair Wednesday. Appreciate you. Thank you, Jess, working the board, working the phones. And thank you, our fair audience, for tuning in. Come back tomorrow. Earl Ingram Jr. will join me, I promise. Have a great night, everyone. Thanks, Matt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.